Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the skies over Jerusalem are clear, promising a warm evening. In Tel Aviv, temperatures remain mild, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. It's a pleasant night to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that Netanyahu rejected Trump's 15-point Gaza plan, emphasizing Israel's opposition to the Board of Peace's deal with Hamas. Also, in the past hour, Ynet revealed Israel's financial warfare against Hezbollah, targeting banks and cash routes in Lebanon. Also this hour. According to Israel Hayom, Netanyahu considers a new plan by Kushner and Whitehead to disarm Hamas by neutralizing weapons upon delivery. Separately, the Forward shared that Dr. Abdul El-Sayed defended his stance against U.S. military aid to Israel as he campaigns for Michigan's Democratic Senate primary. And finally, from I-24 News, an autistic 12-year-old has gone viral after meeting with the American ambassador to Israel earlier this hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, a journalist, posted earlier today that in an exclusive interview with Channel 12 News, Nikolay Mladenov of the Board of Peace discussed a phased Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, conditional on demilitarization progress. Avigdor Lieberman, a former Israeli defense minister, wrote just minutes ago about his commitment to replacing the current government. Honest Reporting, an organization dedicated to fair media coverage of Israel, shared insights on the situation in the past few minutes. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's rejection of Trump's Gaza plan. The Times of Israel highlighted that Netanyahu firmly opposes any withdrawal from the Gaza Strip until complete security is assured. This decision underscores Israel's determination to maintain control, raising tensions with the U.S. administration. The impact on U.S.-Israel relations could be significant as diplomatic negotiations continue. Turning to the financial campaign against Hezbollah, Ynet reports that Israel's recent actions aim to weaken Hezbollah's financial stability by targeting Lebanese banks and cash routes. This comes as the U.S. pressures Beirut to curb financial support to the militant group. The strategy could strain Lebanon's economy further, complicating regional dynamics. Meanwhile, in a related development, Israel Hayom notes that Netanyahu is considering a U.S. proposal to disarm Hamas by disabling their weapons at delivery. This initiative, led by Kushner and Whitehead, seeks to ensure peace by reducing Hamas's military capabilities. The potential for success depends on international cooperation and rigorous enforcement. Separately, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed's campaign, as reported by Forward, focuses on his opposition to military aid to Israel, a key point in his bid for the Senate. His stance has sparked debate among Jewish voters in Michigan. The outcome of this race could influence U.S. policy on military support to Israel. And finally, the heartwarming story from I-24 News about a 12-year-old autistic boy meeting the American ambassador has captured public attention. This meeting highlights the importance of diplomacy and human connections amid ongoing geopolitical challenges. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israel has redirected Intel funds, approving a 1 billion shekel boost for urgent military munitions purchases. This move reallocates 850 million shekels initially set aside for Intel, emphasizing the government's priority on defense. Separately, Mariv Business highlights Dr. Hanna's insights on aesthetic medicine, noting a shift towards more natural-looking enhancements. This trend reflects changing consumer preferences in Israel's beauty industry. And finally, Katech reveals that Israel is set to reject a $4.2 billion sale of Zim, despite concessions from buyers. Concerns about maintaining Zim's independence drive this decision, impacting the future of Israel's shipping industry. For the latest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.